Om Shanti. This is the Avyakt Murli of the 15th of September, 1969. The title is Memorial on the Basis of Remembrance. Memorial on the Basis of Remembrance. Bap Dada says, do you have to go beyond sound? Or do you have to bring the Father into sound? All of you are going beyond sound, and you are then bringing Bap Dada into sound. Even whilst coming into sound, you can stay in super sensuous happiness. So why are you trying to stay beyond sound? If you stabilize yourself in the incorporeal stage, beyond sound, and then come into the corporeal, you will be able to bring others into that stage also. You must become incorporeal in 1 second and corporeal in 1 second. You have to learn such a drill that you become incorporeal in 1 second and corporeal the next. When your stage becomes like this, then whilst you're in the corporeal form, everyone will have a vision of your incorporeal form. Have you had a vision of yourself? You are now Brahmins. Since you have had a vision of yourself, have you had a vision of your number? Do you have any other form of which you have had a vision? Have you forgotten your original form? Through which form are you able to do service in a yukti-yukt manner at the present time? In the form of a world mother. Today, it is a special program for the mothers, is it not? You have to remain a mother, but you simply have to become a world mother. You cannot give sustenance without becoming a mother. Why have the mothers been called today? Have you already claimed a right to the inheritance? Or do you still have a claim to it? Have you become the heirs? Or have you come here to become that? An heir always has the inheritance. Or is it that you have become an heir, but have not yet received the inheritance? You have claimed a right to the inheritance. So what task have you now come for? Bap Dada must definitely have called you here for a special task. You continue to study at your own centers anyway. You have finished the course. You even know about the main aspects of knowledge. What else is now remaining? Mothers have one special practice, and you have been called here to make that practice firm. So what is the practice that the mothers have, which the kumaris do not have? That of becoming a sati. Satis are those women who used to sacrifice themselves on the pyre of their late husband. To become a sati means to completely sacrifice yourself. What is the main virtue in becoming a sati? She sits there with deep love. After that deep love, she has to show the practical form of that deep love. In order to become a sati, renunciation is also needed. You also need to be a destroyer of attachment. You can only become a destroyer of attachment when you have true love. Only those who have true love can become a sati. They become a sati only after they have burnt away in the fire. In which fire do you have to burn yourself? After something burns in a fire, it is transformed. When you put something in a fire, it completely changes its color and form. So whatever few devilish qualities are remaining, the code of conduct of the Laukik clan, the strings of karmic bondages, the threads of attachment that are still tied, all of these have to be burnt. When all of these fall into the fire of love, they will all be broken. You have developed that deep love in order to become a sati. However, when there is love, you have to burn all of these in the fire of that deep love. That is, you have to bring about transformation. You have to change your form and color, etc. Are you ready to fall into the fire of that deep love and bring about transformation? Anything that is burnt is finished. It is not even visible then. Do you have courage to bring about such transformation within yourself? The memorial of all of you is imperishable even now. What is the basis of your memorial? To the extent that you have remembrance, accordingly, there is your memorial. It is imperishable even now. Everyone's memorial is created on the basis of your remembrance. If there is less remembrance, your memorial will be accordingly. If you're trying to make your memorial constant for all time, then you first have to make remembrance constant, and then the memorial will be created on the basis of that. Everyone's attention should be drawn to each one's special virtue. If all of you imbibe the special virtue of each one, what will you become? Complete with all virtues, just as you see the form of the soul. When you come into action, if you look towards each one's special virtue, you will then forget all the other things. You have to make effort to make yourself complete with virtues. Today, a tilak in the form of the moon has been applied to the mothers. You have to take the virtue of the moon into yourself. However, the moon has a very deep relationship with the sun also. So you have to adopt relationships and virtues similar to the moon. And what is the task of the moon? Together with coolness, it also gives light. So you have to give light to everyone. Acha, Om Shanti.